This is 90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah D'Elia. State officials are working with a Birmingham law firm to try and determine the median household income in Alabama. The number could control the salaries of state lawmakers in the coming year because of a constitutional amendment approved by state voters in 2012. Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News, and he joins us now to discuss. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's step back for a second. Tell us about the constitutional amendment approved in 2012 that connects lawmakers' pay to the state's average household income.
Well, before that, back in 2010, there was a fairly controversial raise that the legislature approved for itself. And when Republicans swept in, one of their promises was that they were going to repeal that and find a better way of controlling what lawmakers are paid. Now, before that, some lawmakers said, look, lawmakers need to make a little bit of money because they take time away from their businesses, away from their homes and families to go do work. But this amendment went before the people. It was very popular. It passed easily, indexing their pay to the median household income in the state of Alabama.
Well, a $72,000 contract has been made with Birmingham-based Baker, Donaldson, and Behrman to handle the legal services and determine the median household income in the state. That contract is for 1 year. Why such a large amount of money?
Well, lawyers don't work cheap, but even at that rate, it's kind of hard to figure out why this costs so much. I mean, if you're talking about lawyers who make $400 an hour, that's 180 hours worth of work. It's way too much to be able to justify, especially for something that, I mean, let's face it, the United States Census Bureau puts a peg on this number constantly. The absurd thing about all this is that, you know, the reason why they're going to a law firm is because the law does not specify how you determine what median household income is in Alabama, because lawmakers and no one involved really thought that was an issue. So now we're going to have to pay a lot of money because someone doesn't want to make a decision that they could be held accountable for.
How long do you think this whole process is going to take?
Well, it took me about 20 seconds. I got on my computer. I went to Google. I typed in what is the median household income in Alabama, and it took me to the U.S. Census Bureau, where I found out it's about $43,000. With lawyers involved, especially billing by the hour, I'm sure it will take a lot longer than that.
Well, finally, Kyle, what does this mean for Birmingham residents? How is this going to impact us?
Well, I mean, it means that we're going to lose some tax dollars. I don't know it's going to have an immediate impact. But look, I mean, what is significant about this? It is at the core of what is often wrong with bureaucracy and government and what people find so offensive about those things. There's a lawyer who's become quite famous. His name is Philip K. Howard. He wrote a book called The Death of Common Sense. He's written a few books since then. And, you know, his argument about how, you know, government fails is that when a question comes up like this, so, you know, bureaucrats say, okay, what does the rule book say? And, you know, they default toward policy, and if the policy isn't there, then they turn to the lawyers. Instead of doing what everyone else would do in the common sense world that we live in, which is, you know, make a rational decision. And if that decision is not, you know, doesn't work, then that person has to be held accountable for that.
Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.